The Bible Study Podcast, episode 882. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues the study of the book of Zechariah with chapter 4. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. We continue on with our study of the book of Zechariah with chapter 4. The gold lampstand and the two olive trees. Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up. Like someone awakened from sleep, he asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other is on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my lord," I answered. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, 'Not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it.' Then the word of the Lord came to me, 'The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things, since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel?" Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on the right and on the left of the lampstand?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my lord," I said. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." So this is an interesting chapter here. Again, these short chapters here with these very visual things here, and a lot of riddles here as Zechariah is talking to this angel here who's saying, "Don't you know what these are?" Which is a little annoying if you're Zechariah, but he does not know. But he sees these gold lampstands and the bowl on top and seven lamps on it, with seven lamps, with seven channels to the lamp, and then two olive trees. So first of all, what's the seven lamps? What are we talking about? Well, seven lamps would also sound like a menorah, if you have a picture of that, or at least the seven lights there and the seven channels to the lamp. And that's a symbol of the presence of God that would be in the temple, in the holiest of holies, marking the presence of God in the Shekhinah, the shining presence of God that made the face of Moses glow so much that he had to wear a veil when he saw it. And so that he's told that these seven lampstands, these seven gold lampstands with a bowl at the top that represent the temple, basically, and talks about Zerubbabel, who is put in charge when they come back here from the Babylonian captivity, put in charge by the Persians, and is given this task here of rebuilding the temple. And the good news here is that Zerubbabel has already laid the foundation of the temple, and they're told through the prophet Zechariah that they will complete it. They will complete it in a single generation, that Zerubbabel, who lays the foundation stone, will bring later the capstone, the last stone you put in place. To shouts of God bless it, God bless it, that the temple will be completed and that Zerubbabel will get to do it. And I love this phrase here, "Who dares despise the day of small things." I feel like this ought to be on a t-shirt here, or that I ought to remember it. "Who dares despise the day of small things?" Because if you think about it, when the day that they bring out the capstone, this is great celebration, that God bless it, God bless it. Also the day that they laid the foundation, there's great celebration as they're starting this work. And most of the days in between, they're just carrying around rocks, very large stones, this building stones for the temple. It's a lot of days in between where there are no celebrations, there's no parades, there's no speeches. There's just getting about the things that need to be done. Who dares despise the day of small things? I think about that with right now we are, I'm recording this shortly after the birth of my grandson. And you can imagine the first grandson being born, that there is great rejoicing. He's born healthy. You know, we had some problems early on, and yet, you know, the day of birth comes, he's healthy. He's got 10 fingers, 10 toes. He's adorable and all these things. And so you celebrate that, and you celebrate many other days throughout the life. But the days in between, those days when he's waking up and needing to be fed, those days when he's off to school, those, you know, there's a lot of small thing kind of days which are just as important. And the parenting in those days, for instance, when you're raising a child, is just as important. Who dares despise the day of small things? It doesn't matter whether we're doing something for our church. It doesn't matter whether we're raising our children. It doesn't matter what it is that we're doing and how big or small it can seem on a given day. Are we doing the things that God desires? Are we moving the world in the direction of the Lord? And if we are, well, who dares despise the day of small things? There's a lot of good that happens because of the accumulation of many, many, many days of small things. And since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel. So the reason that they'll rejoice is that it's finished, but the way they got there was many, many days of small things and large rocks. They asked the angel about this two olive trees, and are told that there are two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth. And that's all we're told. We really aren't told who these two are. Maybe we'll get some more hints as we come later on. This is certainly the middle part of a series of these visions that Zechariah the prophet is getting. And so we wouldn't expect any particular image, any particular vision to have the whole story. And so we'll have to stick around and see if we learn more about these two olive trees. Olive trees, we can tell you some things about them. They are productive. They are fruitful. But that's all we know at this point. And so stay tuned. And I hope you have a wonderful day, even if it is a day of small things. And with that, we're going to end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have any questions, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. And thanks so much for listening.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.